This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Today is a day of competition. I'm not just referring to Dodgers Cubs. I'm talking about Melissa versus Austin.
What?
In the blue corner from Nashville, Tennessee, and the father of two daughters, it is Austin Huff. And in the red corner, mother to one son from Portage, Indiana, Melissa McGirt. Fighters touch gloves, no blows below the waist.
But Melissa, you know, for today's Dear Melissa and Austin, I think we do need to take it to the old ball field.
Really?
Why? Just to celebrate today, you know, the fact that baseball is technically back, kind of. You know, we got these two games and then we got like a week off. And then we got baseball season is essentially here.
Essentially.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's getting ready for it.
The game today counted, so.
And who's playing today?
The Dodgers and the Cubs.
Okay, well, there you go. See?
In Japan.
But that's cool.
So why don't we debate about one of the ancient pastimes of America's pastime? The wave.
Oh, at the game in the seats?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I don't think you and I see eye to eye when it comes to the wave.
What?
I have a feeling that you and I have differing opinions about the wave.
Okay.
Whether it be Wrigley or, you know, the rate. Whatever. Wherever you stand, we want to hear it. 312-946-4995. If you want to weigh in, Melissa and I are going to debate it, but maybe you can help fuel our debate. 312-946-4995. That is both our phone line and our text line. If you want to weigh in as to how you feel about the wave at a ball game. And when we come back, we'll bring in our producer, Kyle, to mediate our argument about it.
Maybe if someone feels one way, one of us can argue so well that we change their mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it. Trashman Tim on the South Side.
What do you think about the wave?
I'm all for the wave. I don't know how anybody else's opinion on it, but I started one probably in the 2000s when the Sox were really drawing crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now there's nobody in the stadium now to do one.
Yeah. If you can get the three people on your road to do the wave at a Sox game now, then you got the entire stadium doing it.
You just go left, right, left, left, right, right, left.
Yeah, you don't even have to yell. You can just be like, hey, guys, we're going to do the wave now.
I'll call the other guy on the other side of the park. Hey, I'm going to do the wave.
There you go. I like it.
Tim, are the Sox going to be better this year?
I'm not paying for the, that new streaming service, so I can't even watch the game.
No.
Oh, no. Well, they have that special deal going on this year with buying tickets. Did you hear about it?
It's hard to watch.
Yeah, they're just looking out for your mental health, I think.
I'm not a fair weather fan, but they got to put something on the field for me to.
Yeah.
I hear you. Look, you deal with trash already as it is. You don't need to do it in your personal life, too.
That's a good one.
Boom.
No, I like the Sox, and I hope they're better this year. But Trashman Tim, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
All right, so one vote for the wave is in. But before we get to our debates, Kyle, do we got anything on the text line?
847 texter chimed in and said, the wave is fun, wakes you up, gets you involved. And if the stadium is packed, it looks awesome. But 708 texter chimed in, the wave should not be done at any sporting event. Especially not at Wrigley. You're there to watch the game, not be a distraction.
You know what? I'm going to piggyback off of that texture and agree that the wave should not be done at a ball game, okay? It's a baseball game. It's a sporting event. It's not some dance in a preschool class,
what?
Okay? They're not, hey, everyone, stand up and throw your hands in the air, all right? We're not doing the hokey pokey. We're there to watch America's pastime. And in a ballpark, especially like Wrigley, where it's kind of, things are tighter than normal because it's an older stadium, you should not be standing up in the middle of a game. And people always do it at the worst times, when the game is like intense and everything like that. No, I'm out on the wave. The wave is done.
All right, Melissa, what are your thoughts?
Wow, all I have to say is you are so wrong. The wave has to be done, and why people don't do it all the time, I don't understand. It is an amazing visual. So when you see people starting from the left and working their way all the way through the stands, all the way over to the right, it's so cool to see. It gets people hyped up and they get excited. It's a great visual. I think the team guys like it because they know that the audience is in a good mood. Okay? So it pumps everybody up. And I say that it is the most fun thing to do. No distractions to the game. I totally disagree about that. And the tighter the quarters, the better. Looks great at Wrigley Field.
All right, I've made my decision. And granted, I came in with a preconceived notion. But after hearing both sides of the argument, I gotta go with Melissa. Fun always wins.
Amazing visual. You know what's an amazing visual? Dansby Swanson making a diving catch. That's an amazing visual.
But imagine if the fans were standing up behind him. It'd be kind of a cool photo.
Oh, get out of here. This is rigged. Melissa and Austin.